The ships here are moving so slowly, sometimes difficult to tell if they are in fact moving at all. Yet hundreds of people will line up to see the important procession of vessels passing here. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoup Ag Parts. They keep farms running. Visit shoupparts.com.
Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers offer greater efficiency and unsurpassed application flexibility, providing you a full line of crop nutrients that can be conveniently applied when and where you need them. So instead of applying tons or gallons of fertilizer your crop may not need, use Agriculture Liquid to optimize your yield potential and your investment. Better yields, better quality, better for your bottom line. That's responsible nutrient management. Visit agroliquid.com to find a dealer near you.
If your equipment is down, you're losing time and money. When you call Shoup, you'll talk to someone who understands machinery you rely on. Most likely it'll be a farmer like you, who knows firsthand how to get you back up and running. For quality parts at a fair price that ship fast, shop Shoup. Call 1-800-627-6137 or visit www.shoupparts.com. That's Shoup, S-H-O-U-P, keeping farms running since 1977.
Between the northern tip of Michigan and Canada is a narrow strip of water connecting Lakes Superior and Huron. Kevin Sprague helps oversee that important passageway we know as the Sioux Locks. We stood beside the largest of those locks, the Poe, to visit about their past and present.
The Poe Lock is 1,200 feet long. It's 110 feet wide. At low pool, there's 32 feet of water over the sills. There's a 21-foot lift.
The Poe is today 1,200 feet long and handles the largest ships. It was originally completed in 1895.
When our largest vessels come in, there's 13,000-foot class vessels on the Great Lakes right now, and they're all 105 feet wide. So there's only 2.5 feet on the side of clearance for that big ship to come in. So you're in the pilot house of that ship. Looking at the lock, it doesn't look like the ship's going to fit in.
Having just 2.5 feet of clearance for a giant ship to pass does not leave much margin for error.
The captains have a lot of experience. They have bow thrusters. They have stern thrusters. They're able to maneuver in and do a very good job. But, you know, when you look at the amount of accidents we have here against our structures, it's incredibly small when you look at the tight quarters they're working in.
Visitors can come here and stand on the shoreline and watch the ships traverse the locks. You'll be here for a while if you watch the entire process.
If there's no other traffic present, it could be an hour to an hour and a half for them to land, get into the lock chamber, either be raised or lowered, and then depart. Today, right now, we've got three vessels. We've got a bit of a backup. As they're taking turns, they might be here for several hours.
It's an interesting scene to watch, with giant freighters slowly being raised and lowered in the locks. We'll talk more about those ships next time as we travel the countryside at the Sioux Locks in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. I'm Andrew McCrae.